Dukes and Bell, we need to head to Montreal. That's where we find our own Mike Conti, who's getting ready for tonight's contest. A big matchup in the MLS. And Mike Conti, thank you for jumping on with us. Quick turnaround. I think first and foremost, before we talk about tonight's game and all that, a lot of fans right now are like, how did we get here? It felt like Atlanta United had no shot. And then all of a sudden, here we are talking about a chance to not only play in this wild card round, but advance and potentially play against Miami. How did we get here?
Yeah, and I think there were some fans who probably just stopped paying attention because it looked like it just wasn't going to happen. But essentially, Carl, the chips had to fall in an exactly perfect order for Atlanta United last Saturday to get in. They needed to win at Orlando, which was tough to begin with. Orlando, the hottest team in the league since the start of July. Then you needed two of three things to happen elsewhere. You needed Philadelphia, who was at home, to lose, and they did. And you needed D.C., who was at home, to lose, and they did. And that was the magic combination that put Atlanta United in. They had only a 10% probability entering last Saturday of being able to get the results they needed. In fact, I think I saw somewhere the parlay card. The three-team parlay was 60-1 for that combination of results to occur. And here's Atlanta United. They're in it now. They had to create a little bit of their own luck. As I said, they played very well in Orlando. They got a big win right before the international break at home against New York Red Bulls, which is a team they have had historically a lot of trouble with. So they've gotten a little bit warm here down the stretch. Now, on very short rest, they have to play their old buddy Joseph Martinez tonight in Montreal. Did not have to travel on Saturday, and they obviously didn't have to travel today.
And, Mike, Joseph had a pretty good day against us last time we played, right?
If it weren't for Joseph, this game would be played at Mercedes-Benz Stadium tonight. You're exactly right, Mike, because on October the 2nd, when these teams played in Atlanta, Joseph scored twice. Montreal won the game 2-1, and that was essentially the tiebreaker. Montreal with three more points than Atlanta. So if Atlanta had won that match or if they had played to a draw, we'd all be sitting in Atlanta right now getting ready for a playoff game. Instead, we're up here.
It's Mike Conti joining us from Montreal, guys. Our coverage begins at 6:30 right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. So the previous meetings, right, we've seen them. They beat us, 1-0, 1-0, 1-0. And then in the second one, you're talking about Joseph having the two goals. How do we neutralize that? What's going to be the game plan going into this?
Really great question. I think you have to throw out what happened here in July because you had a red card. Stian Gregersen was thrown out of the game at halftime, and I think anyone will tell you red cards, they change matches in such a way that you can't even really analyze what to do and not do based on that type of performance. In fact, I think actually Atlanta played a little better after the red card in that match for what it's worth. But, you know, as far as that game a couple weeks ago where Joseph went off, how do you neutralize it? It's a great question. I asked Rob Valentino that question on the plane yesterday. He said they'll probably try to do one or two things a little bit different tactically to try to address the threat of Joseph, also address the threat of Caden Clark, who's been giving Joseph a lot of service from the wing. Clark is someone that they brought in from Minnesota during the summer transfer window, and that was a brilliant pickup for them. They're going to have to deal with Saliba in the midfield, who Rob thought was their most dangerous player on October the 2nd in Atlanta. So they have the targets picked out. I think they are not expecting any kind of tactical surprises either way in this game because both teams have had such a short amount of time to prepare. So ultimately, what it's just going to come down to is you got to mark Joseph better. Remember, on one of the goals that Joseph scored against Atlanta, on October the 2nd, there was a marking error on a set piece involving Daniel Rios. So they've identified it. They've identified those errors. Hopefully now they won't repeat it.
It's our man, Mike Conti, up in Montreal. Oh, we're going to talk about that steak you had last night coming up here in a minute. I know I've asked you this off the air, so let me ask you on the air. I know they maybe want to get a high-profile coach. We've had really mixed results with some high-profile coaches. Why don't they just stick with Rob Valentino? Because he seems to have a good rapport with the players, speaks a number of languages, seems like they like him.
Yeah, I think Rob is making the decision a little bit harder the further this thing goes. I think there was a mindset maybe even two or three weeks ago that Rob would finish out the season and then you would probably see a decision made on a new coach pretty quickly. Well, the longer this thing goes, I think the more Rob puts himself in contention to keep the job. You're right. Players love and respect him. He's extremely well-respected around the league. He told me he had 80 text messages after the game on Saturday from different people around the soccer community congratulating him and reaching out to him. So a very popular guy, well-respected. Mike, I'll throw this statistic at you. Rob Valentino, this is his second run as an interim manager, and he has managed 30 matches across all competitions coming into tonight, and he's 10-10-10. So, you know, now considering
the definition of mediocrity, right?
But, you know, he had to do a lot of that without two designated players this year. Right. He was rebuilding from the ashes of what Heinze did to that team in 2021. So these were tough hands that he was dealt, and he at least has been able to maintain a 500 record, if you will. I know there's no such thing as 500 in soccer, but 10-10-10. Right. So I think, you know, that's the evaluation you have to make. It can be very easy to get caught up in the short-term excitement of what Atlanta United has done right now. And for the record, I am rooting for Rob Valentino like heck to get his job, get this job. He's been great with Jason and I, very accessible, well-liked around the club. I really want him to get it. I think they're going to have to make a pretty deep run for him to get it. I still think some other coaches are under consideration.
All right, so here's what gives me confidence, Mike. And Mike Conti and Jason will have the call for you tonight. We're coming off of back-to-back road wins for the first time since June. If that doesn't give this team confidence, then what does, right? I mean, you've done something now that you hadn't done in a very long time. You got to feel good about heading into the night.
I'm not worried about confidence at all, Carl. And in fact, more so, I love the fact that you have a team tonight that has a ton of playoff experience. And that starts with the spine of your team and your goalkeeper, who's won an MLS Cup, and your center backs who have played in big matches, and your midfield, and you go all the way through the spine of the team. And you have a lot of players going out for Atlanta United tonight who have been in playoff games, who were in that playoff series last year against Columbus, who have been in playoff series dating all the way back to, as I said, Brad in 2018 with that run. I don't worry about confidence at all. I worry about legs. That is the big thing that concerns me, because you can say all you want that Montreal also had to play on Saturday, and they're also on short rest, but Montreal did not have to travel Saturday night. And they did not have to travel again yesterday. That concerns me. I really feel like Atlanta United has got to strike quickly tonight, get something in the first 15 minutes. And if they don't, you might be in a position where you have to change your mentality a little bit and sit back, absorb pressure, try to hit them on a counter. Because here's the thing. After 90 minutes of this game is tied, they don't go to extra time tonight. They go straight to penalties.
Right.
And I don't want to necessarily roll the dice in a penalty shootout, but all you have to do is get to the end of 90 minutes even to have that kind of puncher's chance in a shootout. I'm not saying they'll play for that tonight, but if they don't get something early, I think they're going to have to be very pragmatic and very, very careful because the legs could start to fail them at any point.
All right, Mike, before we cut you loose, and again, the winner gets to take on the best team in MLS, and that's Inter Miami, and you get to see Messi at least once because it's a best of three. But let's talk about the most important thing. One of the great food cities in North America, one of the best steaks. They got different rules up there in Canada, Carl, and I've been told that what the cows eat make for better tasting meat. How was that steak? Where'd you go? What's it all about?
So first of all, that is absolutely right. The Quebec beef, the AAA Quebec beef, yes. As they say in California, happy cows make good food.
Right.
And the happy cows up here make good steak. So we found a steak treats place, and Steak Shapiro will talk to you about this, Mike. You've probably been to some of these in your travel, where basically you get a cut of beef and you pick your sauce. I picked this house sauce last night. It was like a Dejeuner's, and they just keep bringing out fries.
Yes.
You know, they keep bringing out the shoestring French fries. And,
you get some poutine? Some poutine?
I did the poutine upgrade, absolutely. I think you have to when in Rome. So it was just a delightful meal with some Quebec beef and had a really good time with a lot of folks from the team. They joined us. It was right across from the hotel. Mike, I'll tell you, it would be a great day for you to be up here because not only is Atlanta United up here tonight, the New York Rangers are staying in our hotel as well.
No way! Oh, that's too cool, man.
And actually, I think this could help Atlanta United tonight because, first of all, they got a huge break on the weather, It's 75 degrees here today. And the Canadians are hosting the Rangers tonight, so I don't think we're going to have a very big crowd at the stadium. Two breaks potentially for Atlanta United on the road.
Very cool.
Mike Conti, we look forward to hearing your call. Jason Longshore as well. Coverage starts at 6:30, guys, and they will have all of the action at 7:30. Can't wait to see what happens with Atlanta United. Hopefully we're playing moving on against Miami. Thanks so much, Mike.
Hope so, too. See you guys. Take care.
All right.
Thanks,
good
brother.
Stuff.
In case we haven't met, I'm Dino Colombo. I represent people hurt by a truck. It's what we do every day. Justice isn't just a word. It's your right. We'll stand up for you when others can't. Hurt by a truck? Call Colombo Law.